Well, today we have Laura Canning, Cass County Naturalist, in with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good.
Are you enjoying the cold?
It is. I'm just glad we got a little bit of snow.
It's wintertime. You like any time of
year. I do, but I especially like the winter myself.
Yep. She's an outdoor person, so as long as she's outdoors, she's good. Chance to get outdoors here, too. I see you've got the Sandhill Crane trip that you've been doing the last several years coming up again.
Yeah, we're going to, every other year we offer a Sandhill Crane trip with a couple other county conservations together to try to fill a bus of everybody that wants to go out and see the cranes out in Kearney, Nebraska. So it takes us a good couple hours to get out there, 5-6 hours to get out there. But we stop a couple places along the way at some nature centers and try to break up the trip a little bit. But going out to see those sandhill cranes in a bird blind, we go out to Roe Sanctuary and we get we go out and we go into their bird blinds right on the Platte River. So when we talk about, you know, other trips or other things that you can do out there, that evening we do it at night because they'll be coming back in onto the Platte River at night to sleep or stay the night there. And so it's the best time to pretty much get airplaned or buzzed by thousands and thousands of birds.
I've never been out there for the events, but I've seen video.
Yes.
It is impressive.
Yes, and it can get loud. And I tell people, I said, that's probably the thing that shocks people the most is this, you know, we're being quiet, but the sounds that are happening out there on the water and things like that. And of course, there's also chances to see other wildlife, even other migratory birds while we're out there. But we go out there primarily for the sandhill cranes.
This has to be a big touristy kind of a place. So you're probably running into a lot of folks out
there. It comes in, you know, it is. They do a Sandhill Crane Fest, so you might hear about that. Mm-hmm. And we do try not to go during that weekend because it is very many people out there in Kearney for that. And actually, our trip this year is a Monday-Tuesday. So it's March 30th and 31st. So it's a Monday-Tuesday. And then we talk about that, you know, a little bit less for people out there, but the blinds that we're in can fit probably at least 50 to 60 people. So they are very large. And then we actually usually kind of split up and split up groups and things like that. But it's a great time to get out there and just see, you know, like I said, hundreds of thousands of birds of sandhill cranes out there.
Sure.
And every now and then, you know, depending on the year, depending on the birds, you know, we get to see a whooping crane or something really super interesting. And that's the other thing with, you know, going out on a little bit more of a guided trip. That's kind of our part of, as guides, to be in the know of what is going on out there while we're out there for the trip. Is there something super rare, super special that we can maybe get a chance at looking at?
Sure. Well, we're fortunate that we live in this part of the country, so it's not a long trip. Like you said, 5-6 hour bus ride.
Yeah.
I know. But that's all it is. Think about this, though. These cranes, in some cases, are coming from a whole lot further away.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we are now seeing their population bounce back phenomenally in the Midwest and in the United States. So we are getting a handful of ones actually nesting in Iowa as well. So depending on where you are in Iowa, sometimes you get to hear them all year round, or they're around all year round, or they are, you know, you get to see them on that migration going back farther north. They would much rather have their babies a little bit further north than us. But
yeah, well, and they did a lot further north in some cases.
Yes,
some of these
are
traveling a long, long way to be here. What is it about that area out there in western Nebraska that continues to draw them in?
Yeah, historically, they believe that it has always been just a gathering point. Think about kind of land formations and things and major flyways coming down from that Siberia and that Alaska area. And it just kind of funnels. And that's kind of one of the places where it funnels. And when you look at the Platte River from above, it looks much wide. I mean, it is wide, and it's not your normal, typical river that we would see here in Iowa either. So it's shallow, but it's very wide. And they really like that kind of environment to hang out and literally hang out and take a rest. Kind of, it's almost also their halfway point if they're a true, if they go all the way, mm-hmm. you know, past Florida and sure. into, South America.
Central South America.
Yeah, Central
sure.
South America. Yep.
Well, I noticed on some of the information that you'd sent out that this isn't just something that just started happening. Yeah. You were talking about how this is historic. This goes back way back, this migration.
Yeah, they found fossils of sandhill cranes in the area. That, again, back to millions of years it's been going on. So, yeah, it's just phenomenal to get out there and to also see into a little bit of the conservation side of it. We get to, you know, Roe Sanctuary and mm-hmm. the Nebraska Nature Center that we'll visit. They get into a little bit of the conservation behind it and what they do other parts of the year to manage this area a little bit. And also right there with Roe, they have to manage the state of Nebraska manages the water a little bit also to help it stay, you know, that perfect shallow, wide river, things like that.
You bet. Do you get some folks that have gone on this trip multiple times?
Yes, yes, yes. We do have a couple people or some people that go every time we offer it. It is one of those things you go out depending on the blinds. They've actually upgraded a couple of the blinds out there at Roe. It's one of those things. I don't know. I go out on it all, you know, every time we offer it. So I don't get bored. I'm not bored with going out there. It's just great sure. to go out and see. But we do switch it up a little bit. If you haven't been on the trip in the last couple of years, we are on our way back. We dip down and go to Hastings, Nebraska. And they have a great museum there. And so we're going to stop by and that museum again this year on our itinerary. If you have lots of questions or things like that, we do a informational program. Right. Maybe you just want to come learn about sandhill cranes and things like that. I welcome anybody to come out to our informational program, even if they don't have an interest on going on the trip. Maybe they just want to know more about the animal. Mm-hmm. Still come out. It's not just completely about the bus trip. We do talk about the sandhill cranes a lot. And we are holding a informational program coming up Saturday, February 1st at 1 p.m. And again, that's not only just we're going to talk about the bus trip and the itinerary, the nuts and the bolts of everything, but we'll talk about the sandhill cranes as well.
Sure. That'll be at the Atlantic Chamber Depot Meeting Room
yeah.
there down on Chestnut Street.
Right downtown.
So if you're interested on that day, again, that's Saturday, February 1st, 1 o'clock is when that'll start. Don't need reservations.
Nope.
Just stop by.
Just come on out and come chat about the bus trip. And, you know, we try to offer this bus trip every other year. So next year we'll be planning a different bus trip to somewhere else.
Okay.
Just usually like one overnight.
This is a cooperative effort between the conservation boards in Cass, Crawford, and Shelby County. So what if somebody, let's say in Pott County, wanted to go along?
Yep. So we actually have just stopping points to get on the bus, essentially. So a place to get on the bus is up in Denison, and then a place to get on the bus is the Wings America or the exit right there, that truck mm-hmm. stop there by Shelby in Shelby County.
Okay,
so,
very good.
Yeah, so those are our spots to get on. So usually from here in Cass County, I see the sign-ups and I talk to those Cass County people, see if they want to carpool mm-hmm. and jump in and things like that and
sure.
carpool to the spot to get on the bus.
Sure, so it's not exclusive just to folks who live in those
counties. No, no, no.
Okay.
Nope.
What's the cost?
It is going to be $220.
And that covers?
And that covers your bus and your hotel room for one night, and actually also one of our meals. We're going to do our night meal is going to be our kind of a boxed dinner but right before we go out to the Roe Sanctuary. Again, you're viewing these guys at night, so we want to be out in the blinds before dark. So, of course, that's right around dinner time. So one of those things. So, yeah.
And that includes also some entry fees to some of these museums, because some of these aren't free.
Yes.
But that is covered in that
cost. It covers all the entry fees into any of the places we go and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, if folks would like to know any more, of course, they could hit that meeting coming up February 1st at 1 o'clock at the Chamber Meeting Room at the Depot, or can they find out more online or by calling?
Yep. Our forms are online, and then we don't really have a deadline right now for a sign-up, just because we're just getting the word out pretty early here. We want to get everybody, all the spots signed up. But you can go ahead and email me or find it on our website, which is AtlanticIowa.com, and then just click on Cass County and Conservation Department. You'll find the Sandhill Crane forms or more information there, and you'll find my email and phone number and things.
Okay. One bus.
One bus.
So don't wait too long.
Yes, that's true. Yes. Yep. We're only going to take one bus.
Very good. Well, would this be a family event then, perhaps?
Yes. We've had people, if that falls during your grandkids' spring break, things like that. That's the other thing that, since it does happen out there in March, that has happened where it falls on some people's spring break and things like that. So, yeah. No.
Very good. So make your plans. And again, if you have any more questions, contact Laura, the Cass County Conservation. Has plenty of information out there for you, and you can check it out also with that meeting again coming up February 1st and find out more. Very good. Nice trip, nice opportunity for folks to experience nature close to home.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.